meeting of the September 1st, 2016 Historic Site and Monuments Commission meeting to order. I want to welcome everyone who came. And I'd like to congratulate for the record Ellen for her beautiful daughter Beatrice. And congratulations to her. I'll make sure that's on the record. I'm sure she is having moments where she wishes she was here.
She's starting to email again.
Is it her first?
Yes.
Yeah. So anyway, congratulations again. And one other thing I got on my mind, next meeting, maybe it's the next, maybe it's October, I don't know, but the next meeting, we'll invite Walt to come. Mm-hmm. And we'll give him a flag.
Yep.
And thank him and kick him out the door.
I know that feeling.
Okay. I'll entertain a motion for the approval of the June 2nd meeting, minutes of the meeting.
I so move.
Is there a second?
Second.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed say nay. Ayes have it, so ordered. Okay, Scott?
Yes.
You're here.
I am here.
Brave man, soul as you are. Sarah will make our staff recommendation. Then we'll call on you, Scott, and then we'll have it.
Okay. Good afternoon. This is an application for a mural at 607 East 34th Street. You can see it highlighted here at Broad and 34th. It will be located adjacent to Community Greenhouse. I'll show you a picture of that. In this picture, you can see the greenhouse right here. And this is where the mural is proposed. It will complement and reflect the current programming at the greenhouse, and the mural itself will be on the cinder block building on the same property, which is highlighted here. In terms of the standards for the theme, the mural will explore the themes of vibrant and diverse community interaction, intergenerational learning, nature's abundance, and the ways in which communities can nurture a shared vision for a common future. And in terms of the theme standards, all of these are met. In terms of location, and again, here's some closer images of the building where it's proposed. The proposed mural will be adjacent to the greenhouse, which was built from reclaimed materials to support the mission of design for ability. The programming for the greenhouse includes initiatives to create intergenerational learning and provide fresh produce to the elderly population in the area. And the mural will be located on the side of the cinder block building to create a vibrant, enriching, and safe environment for the community. In terms of location standards, those are all met as well. The neighborhood is a mix of commercial and industrial, so it's an appropriate location. And staff is not aware of any other murals in this area. In addition, the building on which the mural is proposed was constructed in 1940, so could be considered a historic building, but since the wall is already painted, the mural will not damage the building.
Say that again.
Since it's already painted, painting a mural on the building won't damage any historic materials. In terms of design, I'll show you a few images. And again, here's a site view of the greenhouse and where the mural's proposed. The mural will cover the entire eastern wall, which is approximately 9 feet high by 34 feet wide. Motifs and designs will reflect some of the work created by the African American muralist John T. Biggers, who you see here, some of his work. And then here's some more inspiration for the mural. Durable outdoor paint will be used, and that will be protected with a UV-protected varnish. In terms of the design standards, these are all met with the exception of the one reading, sponsor and artist names may be incorporated, but should be discreet and not exceed 5% of the design. That simply wasn't specified, so staff just needs to know that that standard will be met. There is also three final designs at this point that they're working towards. And these are, it will be one of these three that the final design of the mural will be based on. In terms of artist qualifications, five artists were selected to paint this mural. Two of the artists are related to SCAD, one is a senior there, and the other is a recent graduate. The three other artists are neighborhood youth that were selected to work on the design. And outreach in the community has also been ongoing to work on the design, and it plans to be done by the beginning of October of this year. In terms of the artist qualification standards, these are all met, and here's some examples of the SCAD students' artwork. In terms of funding, the budget standard is met. It's located on private property and will be fully funded. We did receive a public letter, which is attached to your agenda, but there's some confusion about where the mural will be located. They seem to believe it would be on Perk building, which it's not, so it doesn't really apply to the mural.
You mean on the greenhouse?
No, they thought it would be on Perk Coffee, which is the neighboring
property.
It's not located there. So staff is recommending approval of the mural with the following conditions: that the sponsor and artist names are discreet and do not exceed 5% of the design, and that the final chosen design is provided for staff approval, because otherwise the mural meets the standards in the master plan guidelines for markers, monuments, and public art. And I can answer any questions you have.
Would anyone have questions of the staff? Well, Scott, you have a choice. You can even stand up and say something wrong, which time we may start asking you a bunch of questions. Or you can say, I'm willing to answer any questions you might have and keep your seat. So it's always a testy little thing, but we trust your
instinct. I think I'm open to answering any questions that...
I do have a question. I want you to step up. The mural, the honoree, or the muralist that you're honoring?
Yes.
Will there be anything, or can we have them include something that says who it is and why he's being honored? Mm.
I think that's actually a great idea. The wall, in the right-hand corner, there's gonna be the artist signatures, and we're also planning to put a small logo, and I think for the sake of education for visitors and for the neighborhood to actually honor John T. Biggers would be a fantastic idea. I think we'd be very up for that. And that's been very much a part of our outreach is to and engagement with the kids is to ask them what they're interested in and then show them artists that inspire them. And so they chose John T. Biggers, and I think that would be a nice thing.
I don't know how that would be accomplished. I mean, it's not like we're asking you to apply for a plaque, but I think it would seem to me, if it was going to really appreciate what you're doing, is I'd have to know more about who it is that you're noting here. So it's a thought. I don't know how you do that.
And I think I already have some ideas. I think it would be subtle. It wouldn't be too big, and it would probably be painted onto
the wall. And I think if you ran it by staff and they were okay with it, I think... assuming that there's going to be a positive vote here, okay, then I would just suggest that you might consider doing that, running that by staff and making sure that they're copacetic with it so that something doesn't get up and no one's seen it. But I think it'd be neat to know more about this stuff. Yeah. Just a thought. Thank you. I don't think you're required to do that. So anyone else have a question for the petitioner?
Just out of curiosity, who are the youth?
So the Dream Campaign is a nonprofit in the neighborhood, and it's a poverty reduction.
I'm sorry, what?
It's called the Dream Campaign.
Oh, okay.
And they have youth programming throughout the year, and we worked with them to identify three. Their names are Jeffrey, Cameron, and Cynthia. I'd rather not go into full names.
I was just curious.
Your brother sister team there, and they're between 12 and 14 years old.
Cool.
They're definitely awesome. Artistically inclined, and they've had a lot of say. They're really
I'm just curious, and I'm sorry if I missed that, if it was in the thing.
Yeah, well, that sounds good. I mean, it sounds like you've got good community involvement, which is important, so that people just don't wake up one day and don't have any idea what's going on.
Right.
So, Chair would be interested in attending a motion. If there's a motion to approve, what I'd like to do is make a motion to approve the staff recommendation.
Should we add a reference to the equivalent of the plaque?
No, I think it's sufficiently covered. I mean, the approval will include whatever additional work you could put in there to describe the honoree.
I would move to approve staff's recommendation.
Okay, and in keeping with what Dr. Nick said, we'll include in that some notation for the honoree. Is there a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, is there any further discussion? All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Ayes have it, so ordered.
May I make a comment?
Yes, ma'am.
I'm really pleased with this project. I think it's a great one. And I know you didn't intend to inject levity into your proposal, but I'm an old editor. And a place where a grocery is missing is not a food dessert. I was stuck on it, and it was twice, and I was stuck on it. I thought, I got to get over this.
I didn't either.
Should we make an objection?
I'm usually careful.
Unintentional.
I don't know, Doris. You may be going a whole new direction.
Some person's desert is now a person's dessert. I mean, what the hell, you know? Okay.
That's embarrassing, but thank you for pointing that out.
Oh, it's, congratulations.
Thank you. Scott, he wants you to write this out 100 times and submit that to us. Cool. Okay. Thank you. It's a really neat way to go about doing it. And I know we had a lot of conversations at our last meeting about needing more public art, mm-hmm. but it's really got to come from the community. And so,
yes, right.
I mean, we can't do it, but we're happy to help them, but we can't do it. So pass the word amongst your peers that... And both people involved in this, that this is the kind of thing that, this enhances Savannah's whole life. So, happy to do it. Mm-hmm. Thank you for doing this as well. Make sure you let us know when it goes up, too.
I absolutely will. Okay. I'll send out a notice and appreciate your time and consideration.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, buddy. Is there anything else? Okay. It's the summertime, so we're a little light on folks. I think Tom's on vacation. Ryan is nursing a sick baby. Or
Tom. That's Tom.
Tom. And which one?
I don't know where Ryan is.
Tom.
And Ryan is out of town.
Ryan's out.
But Ryan has a baby.
He has a baby.
He has a baby. So his baby's not
everybody's
sick. Tom's a baby.
No, Tom's.
And I'm going to be a grandfather by the time we meet next.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much. Talking about Dora every day. All right. So, okay, folks. Well, I will declare this meeting adjourned. Thank everyone for coming and appreciate staff work.